Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we have WandaVision trailers and clips that we're talking about. All that and more out of this app we have no control over.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff Randall, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing just as good as I was on the last episode that we recorded because it's the same day.
That's true. I don't know. You could have gotten better or worse in the last hour and a half. I don't know.
I mean, you made me sadder because you threw out, well, maybe not sadder, but you made me nearly cry because you were throwing out all these emotions at the pandas and I can't handle it.
Well, the pandas mean a lot to me. And now you brought it back up. I was trying to start this one fresh with fresh emotions, but now you got me back in that place.
Let's try to reset.
Between episodes. All right. Okay. So we're going to watch. We're here today to watch this WandaVision trailer. How you doing, producer Ash?
Hey.
It's good to have you.
How's it going?
It's good. Things are all right.
Same as 5 minutes ago.
Same as an hour and a half ago or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm doing all right. I'm holding in there, hanging in there. Let's go ahead. We're just gonna get into it. We're gonna watch the WandaVision trailer. Then we're gonna kind of break it down, talk about it as frame for frame as we feel like. I guess I don't know how much we're gonna do, but let's see. Playing in now. Dang.
Huh.
That looks, there's a lot of new stuff in there, right?
I've spotted a few things in there that I had not spotted before.
Yeah, me too. And
a lot of it's throwing me for a loop. Do you want to go frame by frame or do you want me to point out
in slow motion and I can pause wherever we need.
Okay.
Let's just talk about it a second. So, there's a couple things to notice in there for sure. I feel like it's mostly a lot of the same stuff. One thing that I have to say about the audio first is she says, we heard that Wanda, who's doing this to you, but that time he said, come in, Wanda, I think, which just feels a little more familiar. If that makes sense, come in, Wanda, feels like this is a communication channel that is supposed to be open. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm reaching out to you. I have contacted you before. I just need you to answer.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know, man.
I wonder if it would be Hawkeye someone she knew. Where is he during all this?
So where is everybody? And she came back from being snapped. And I really want to know that story. I really want to know what's happened since the snapshot, you know?
You know what's really funny is in Endgame when Wanda and Clint were talking by the edge of the lake or pond or whatever the hell it was, that body of water. I was like, why are they talking? They don't have any kind of a history, completely forgetting the fact that he's the one that gave them the pep talk in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
He's the one that he's the one that came to get her in Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And his son or the new kid's middle name is Pietro.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, there's Pietro so died like he's the one him. That was saved. I just completely forgot all of these things that very strongly tie them together.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that either. But I would not, I guess thinking about how many connections there are, it wouldn't surprise me if that were Hawkeye. I don't think it sounds like him necessarily, but could be.
Could just be that it's a garbled radio communication.
Let's see if we can find this garbled radio communication again. I think it's right around here. Yeah, that doesn't sound like Hawkeye.
Mm-mm.
Wanda, can you read me? But it does sound like someone that would be familiar with her. And I wouldn't be surprised if we got outside this thing and, found out that he was there.
It would track that he would be an agent of S.W.O.R.D., right?
Sure.
Unless he retires. Because isn't he retiring and that's the whole Kate Bishop thing?
Maybe. Yeah, I think you're probably right. He probably is retiring. He's probably gone too dark and thinks he needs to leave this behind, right? After the events of Endgame. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I feel like he always had a family to go back to, and probably his family always probably wanted him to give this life up, but he's never been able to, you know? And I also kind of like the idea of having Clint just stick around forever and kind of be this retired guy or whatever. There's a couple of things in this scene I wanted to get to and look at in a slow motion or, you know, frame by frame sort of way, because there's definitely some new stuff here. There's that guy climbing out of the...
The beekeeper.
The beekeeper, yeah. Okay, we got them... looks like he's in like a magician's hat, and she's got like a magician's assistant thing he's holding. They being a magician, and you know, he's been doing like little like magic trick looking things. I wonder if they like pretend to be magicians. This is something I wanted to point out. Do you see what I see here?
Do you see what I see?
A shield, a sword,
a little sword on helicopter.
Yeah, it does. It does, doesn't it? Doesn't look like there's a tiny sword logo.
It do.
At the very bottom of the helicopter. It looks a lot like
that necklace that was being worn.
It looks exactly like the necklace that Monica Rambeau was wearing. Yeah. So I think that is clearly a thing. That's clearly a thing. What is on her necklace here?
It looks like just a ring.
It does.
Enhance.
I don't have the enhance abilities I normally do. Let's see. Because I didn't have enough time with this.
Snap.
What?
You remember the beekeeper? We were talking about the beekeeper just a second ago.
Yeah.
If you go to the beekeeper and pause when he's looking away, it looks like a sword logo on the back of his beekeeper outfit.
Okay. We'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah. You're jumping ahead. All right. Hold on. Let's look at this. We got Wentworth's department store. Looks like Wentworth's. There's a person in the front row that has like a donkey head. It's like...
probably just one of the weird costumes from back in the day. But what I'm looking at is like there's that mustachioed guy that we were talking about.
Yes. Yeah, that's probably the same.
Borat.
Yeah, that's Borat from what we talked about last week. That's probably Borat. We have a shot here of them in front of Wentworth Department Store. And there's a lady with a donkey head that she's holding. And she's looking like she's wearing the... now that she's stood up a little more, you can kind of see she's wearing... what looks like the rest of the donkey outfit as well, possibly.
Yep.
So some sort of donkey. I'm guessing this is when they're doing a magician show. Like, I'm guessing we just said they looked like they were in magician attire. I did. I'm guessing this is the town being amazed by her magician powers or his magician powers.
Somebody's. I mean, the way that they cut it seems to suggest that. In that, you know, these guys are clapping, and then the next frame or whatever is them standing there in their outfits.
I had forgotten about this shot, that there was an actual full on magician shot in this.
Yeah.
He looks so disheveled.
He does. He does look disheveled. And I guess she's actually wearing the hat in this shot, which makes me think like he's her lovely assistant. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which makes a lot of sense. And
I agree.
And now we have the beekeeper.
Yeah, the beekeeper. If you pause it on the back, or like when he's got his back.
That's turned, a sword logo, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely the sword logo.
Good call.
The same sword logo we saw on her necklace, and the same sword logo that we saw on the helicopter.
Which, like... the rest of the world around that helicopter is black and white, and that helicopter is in color, and she's holding it up, looking at it as if, like, this is the weirdest thing she's ever seen.
Yes.
Interesting thing to note here, if you pause it here at the, where they're on the bicycle.
Mm-hmm. That's where
the
I
theater
have
is showing Oz the Great and Powerful.
Oh.
Hmm.
That came out in 2013.
Huh. Interesting. So maybe her brain is doing a mashup of things.
It could be.
Interesting. So it's not Wizard of Oz. It's Oz the Great and Powerful, which you're right. Is that a...
Well, that's the Raimi movie. Raimi directed that. So it's probably a nod towards him.
Yeah, oh, I was kind of leaving that open for you to jump in there, Ashley. I'm glad you did.
You set him up. I'll knock him down.
I tried. But like, I saw that and I was like, wait a minute. Was there anything in the 70s that was Oz the Great and Powerful? Like, does this like solidify a timeline? And it doesn't necessarily, but what if Oz the Great and Powerful was something from her childhood in Sokovia that was like a comforting thing? Like, she got to see this movie and, you know, it did all these things for her. It, like, you know, it helped her to come out of her shell or whatever.
Maybe. I think it probably has more to do with the themes of the movie, of this show.
Yeah, someone pulling the strings behind the curtain.
Well, someone pulling the strings behind the curtain. Yep. There's also two witches, it seems like. There's the Agatha Harkness or whatever, and Wanda. So you got the possibly a good witch and a bad witch. I think that's more where this is like leaning. Also, he looks full on Austin Powers right here, right? Like the glasses and the big smile and this is like Austin Powers vision.
That's the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her hair, like, my goodness.
I love her hair there. Then it just does a bunch of quick jumps between time periods here. I'm not seeing anything particularly.
I swear that looks like Home Improvement.
I think that he's just wearing plaid. That doesn't look like... That looks like Roseanne to me. That does not look like Home Improvement. Like, it doesn't look like the house anyway. Like, he's wearing plaid. This looks more like Step by Step to me.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's that he's wearing plaid, and I remember the mother in Home Improvement always wearing those, like, white sweater turtlenecks with a vest over it.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yep. Like, she looks a lot like Jill Taylor.
See, no, here it is. This is Step by Step. This is totally what it is, right? Like, that guy was always wearing the plaids. This the dad on Step by Step.
All the dads in the 90s wearing plaid?
It was all the dads in the 90s wearing plaid, if we're being honest.
Yeah, but the house looks a lot more... I don't know. Maybe wrong.
It could be.
It also could might be. Just be a conglomeration of like a lot of different...
No, they're only ever supposed to be inspired by one thing at a time, Matt.
Right. Don't mix genres here. This is not like a weird mashup show that's going to mix a bunch of different TV shows together. Oh, it's exactly that? Sorry, my bad.
Oh, yeah. Oops. It's exactly that.
This also is, I don't know, but this house reminds me of, what's that? Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
A lot. Just the sort of darker wood and everything. I'm like looking back at this stained glass. It feels like something would be in the stained glass, like Mephisto again.
Is there a sword logo in the stained glass?
Or Mephisto, like we saw in the Loki trailer.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got Vision in his Halloween costume, Vision floating above. I feel like we've seen all this stuff before. There's a shot of what we think is probably Monica Rambeau coming into the timeline. Oh, man, this is really cool. The TV changing, and it cuts from two different shows, a modern show, and then it goes into an old-time show, but they're both, like, interview shows where people are sitting across from each other, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of cool. And then this...
We need to know what shows they were.
Right. I don't know that they're real or not. We have this very intense helicopter shots. I'm thinking this is from outside. It's like some sort of sword base.
What if that helicopter got transformed into a toy, and that's what she finds?
Exactly. Yeah, I totally think that's what's happening here. Or at least like her brain incorporated. Maybe she sees the helicopter, and then her brain incorporated. I guess it would probably transform it into a toy, if she, because of how she works or how she seems to be working in this world.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, one of the things, like, I was watching the trailers and the, you know, the intro stuff for the show with my mom, because, like, she needs to be caught up. She's very far behind, but she loves all this stuff. So I was just like, cool, yes, here, gush, watch all these things. I'll watch it again, sure. I've only watched it 500 times. But she was like, I don't know what they're going to do about this WandaVision show. Like, it looks weird. It looks very different from what they've done in the past. And like, I was like, yeah, it's supposed to, you know, and we watched one of the trailers and she's like, I still don't know what it's supposed to be about. And I was like, all right,
that's the idea.
And I kind of like, I explained to her about like what happened in House of M, how that led to M Day and all the depowering and everything. And like,
right,
they're probably pulling from that. And there was this other comic in the '80s.
I think all that stuff, like all the House of M stuff is great. And like, it's possible that this could touch on mutants. Especially if she finds out her power is from mutiny or like her X gene. Like, what if, okay, totally different theory, kind of similar to what we've talked about, but like, what if, as we talked about earlier, she finds out that she has this latent X gene and that because of her experimentation with it, it created this power within her, or like because they experimented on her with the Mind Stone, she got this power, and then she reaches out to all the other people in the world with the X gene and activates them. And it's the it's the mutants in reverse, the no more mutants in reverse, but it's because she's reaching out using the power of the Mind Stone and like activating all mutants.
We're gonna destroy all mutants. No more mutants.
It kind of makes sense. Like, if she's like,
she's just put a comma in it for this show.
No,
it's no more comma more mutants.
It's good. I like it. Okay, and then
The conversation with my mom kind of led me to like, I really honestly don't. I can't say for certain what the show's going to necessarily be about.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing a good job of keeping us in the dark.
I think that mostly all the stuff with all the show, all the stuff we talk about with House of M and her power set from comics is mostly just leading us to like what her power set is. I don't know that they're going to do anything like the comics in this show. It just seems like they're using that, the actual power set. Like we mentioned from that producer on yesterday's episode about how they're going closer to her comics origin, you know?
What does that mean?
Right.
Tell me!
The last shot with her, experiencing something with the Mind Stone, this seems like it's going to be a very important part of the show.
Yeah, I think it's kind of her power origin.
It does appear to be that, but I think it's even more than that. I think there's more going on than just that.
Maybe that's how she creates this pocket universe or whatever she's doing.
Yeah, I do not know.
Everything has been in this pocket universe since then. Nobody's actually dead. Thanos doesn't even actually exist.
Who's right. Thanos?
Who's Thanos? Who's that guy?
I don't even know who you are.
You won't.
you won't, because you're not real.
All right. Faker. Are we ready to jump in and watch this very first scene, the clip?
Yes, let's watch this clip. It's not like the opening scene of the series. It's just, it's the first clip that got released.
Okay. I love the vibe of this so much.
Yep.
It's just so much fun.
Yep.
Does Vision have night vision?
Apparently
this
he does now.
This version of Vision.
This version has night vision.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Jay Scotty, I think it was, posted Wanda version earlier when we kept doing that.
Yep.
Okay. This trailer is a very basic scene where Wanda is, it looks like she's up and sort of stressing over something, and she keeps turning the light on and off with her powers. And Vision says, "Are you turning the light on with your powers? Let me get that for you." And then turns it on. And then looks out the window, which I love. This looking out the window is another moment in all of the other trailers that seems really important. Like they're seeing something that's like tearing their world apart kind of thing.
Yeah, what's going on outside is like the big thing of the show.
Right, exactly. And I think it's making them face some things they're trying not to face in otherwise. And so, yeah, I think that... This very well may be something like the opening of the show, and this is sort of what's the word? I'm looking, foreshadowing what's going to happen later when they look out a window. Right now, it's nothing, but later it's going to be something.
Now it's nothing, but this is the plant.
But this is the plant?
Yeah, the payoff comes later, and then it's something.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm reminded of like during this little clip. There's an article that I read where Feige was talking to, I think it was MovieWeb, and he was saying that they did everything they could to recreate the feel, the look and feel of the old shows, like Bewitched and the older stuff. Like, everything that floats was using the wires in the same way that they did back in the day.
Yeah, I love that.
They used all the same camera techniques. And they filmed in front of a live studio audience for a lot of it. And the audience had to sign like really strict NDAs.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. Wow, good on all those people keeping their mouth shut.
Right? This sort of show is the sort of thing where like you put too many people on like in front of it when you're doing it and something is going to leak. And somehow it has not. Like, yeah. I still feel so in the dark about this show.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I've never felt this in the dark, this close to the release of something.
Yeah, I kind of love it.
If you look at what's on the screen right now, is it just me or does that look like a witch in the middle of the wall?
You're talking about the shadow?
I see it.
I realize fully it's just the bedpost, but like...
It's either a witch or Carmen Sandiego.
Are they so different?
No.
I mean, that's how she always gets away.
Yeah. She's a witch. She just rides a broom.
She's a witch. Okay.
Other than this was a lot of fun, I don't know that there's much to say about this.
No,
this
clip. I agree. Does the chat have anything going on? I don't know there's much about it either. I don't have a whole lot other than the sword stuff. Sword is clearly visible in the previous trailer we watched.
Jay Scotty had said, Agnes says this is going to be a gas. Play on the old expression plus an allusion on her gaslighting Wanda?
Good call.
Yeah, I like it.
It's going to be a gas. Gaslighting. I like it. I totally see that.
Especially with the way she says, let's take it from the top. And they're both like, huh?
From the top. Make it drop. What?
What? Nope.
What?
That's a WAP.
Nope.
A WAP.
Come on, Matt. We got a new way to sing that now.
Yo ho, that's a wet AP.
Don't you remember?
Yes, I do. Jeff,
that was so good.
Jeff shared a video the other day of a guy singing that in an old sea shanty form.
Yep. And it's the best.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
They also do a All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
As Old Sea Shanty.
Yeah, you got to do everything as Old Sea Shanty.
Fun one.
Okay, so anything else in the chat, Ash?
I believe Jake asks, what if it started out as voluntary isolation and she's gone a bit stir crazy, a la The Shining?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's very likely. I think it could be a voluntary thing that she did. But like, I think that's, I always love that reveal when you think you're fighting your way out of something and you find out you're the one you put yourself there. That Eternal Sunshine thing. And I think, Eternal Sunshine of WandaVision. I think that's a good call that we came up with today.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless WandaVision. That, I will say, that is the last spaghetti I'm going to throw at this wall.
Oh, yeah? We're done?
Yeah.
All spaghetti is done.
I'm done trying to suppose what's coming up. I'm going to get off of the internet for the next 5 days. I'm not going to communicate with anybody.
Yep. And then 6 a.m. on Friday.
Probably going to hibernate, if I'm being honest.
I need a good hibernate. I really do.
Yep. Anyway, I'm ready for Friday, man.
Me too, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna go watch Legends as soon as we're done this.
Yeah, that'll be a good 15 minutes. Just watch that over and over. Yeah, each episode is like 7.5 minutes, and it's just recut footage. It's kind of like a fan trailer to get your hype up, but it works. Like my
hype's already up, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I'll probably watch it today. While I finish cleaning my house, I don't know if you guys can see behind me, but my house is insane.
Moving. Yay.
Well, Alyssa moved out to move to Dallas. And so I am now in this room. I'm trying to combine my office and my bedroom into one room. And so this is a different room that I normally stream from. And it is insane. And there's so much stuff behind me. And I'm trying to get it. Actually, I installed a clothesline across the top of my room. And that's my green screen back there. You can kind of see the green back there. It now like unfurls like a clothesline behind me. Yes. If I was wearing better clothes than I am currently, because I am not super decent.
No pants?
I got pants, but they're not very... very flattering. They're I'm clothed.
Got some Daisy Dukes on.
Don't feel comfortable in my pajamas that I am wearing right now, showing on live stream.
Is it the ones that Alyssa got you? That's just a bunch of dicks.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up. I'm sorry.
I do.
The dick pants.
The dick pants? Who has dick pants?
We're creating it now.
We're creating it now.
No. Jay Scotty.
Get on it.
Scotty, get on it. Oh, make some dick pants. Okay.
Yeah, it's like one of those ugly sweaters, the ugly Christmas sweaters, but it's just a bunch of dicks. A
bunch of dicks.
It's the only carrots.
Peen pants.
All right. Onlydickpants.com.
Oh, man.
On that wiener note.
Thank you guys for joining us on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Whatever I just said. We'll be back real soon with more. Actually, I guess Friday with WandaVision. It's going to be awesome. Super pumped.
Yep.
I'm super, super pumped. And we'll be on here talking about it. And then again, a couple days later to talk about your feedback. So, well, we love you all. Love you 3000. Peace.
Bye.
Until next time, true believers. Until Friday!
Woo-hoo! Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.